Hey everyone, welcome back. We're going to be tackling something today that can feel like a bit of a tightrope walk, managing change within organizations. You know those moments when everything's kind of in flux and new systems are rolling out? It can seem like the ground is shifting under everyone's feet. So we're going to break down how to make those transitions smoother, how to really boost those success rates and keep everyone on board and feeling good about it, feeling engaged.
Yeah, it's a challenge for sure. But with the right framework, navigating those waters can feel a lot less daunting.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We've got this great resource. It's called a Change Management and Communication Framework. And it comes from years of on-the-ground experience from Paul Zeila. He's a CEO and senior IT consultant. But just to be super clear, this isn't like some proprietary Paul Zeila method or anything. It's something that he's built by seeing what actually works in the real world.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so valuable. It's not just theoretical. It's, born from practicality.
All right. So let's unpack this thing. I'm always a little wary of frameworks. They can feel really rigid and overly complicated sometimes. What sets this one apart?
This one is all about clarity and action. First off, it emphasizes nailing down your why. Why is this change happening? What are you actually trying to achieve? Getting that clear vision up front, defining the scope. You know what's changing, what's staying put. That's step one. Think of it as creating that shared understanding so everyone's on the same page from the get-go.
Okay, so that makes sense. You're setting the destination before you plot the course. But even with a clear destination in mind, not everyone's starting from the same place, right? You've got executives, managers, frontline teams, and they all kind of need different things from this change.
Absolutely. And that's where stakeholder analysis comes in. You need to map out who's impacted by this change, understand their perspectives, and create communication plans that speak directly to them. You wouldn't give a CEO the same level of detail as someone whose daily tasks are directly impacted by the change.
Yeah. I've definitely been in situations where communication was a total mess during a transition, like different departments getting conflicting information, rumors flying around. It was chaotic. How does this framework help avoid those kinds of pitfalls?
Well, it emphasizes building a dedicated change management team. This isn't a one-person show. You need a team with clear roles. Change leaders to steer the ship. Change managers to handle the day-to-day, communication managers to get everyone on the same page, and change champions, those folks out there on the ground, advocating and helping others adapt.
So it's like assembling a crew, each with their own expertise.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we've got our destination, we've got our crew, we've mapped out who we're sailing with. How do we actually chart the course for this voyage of change? Mm-hmm. What's our navigation system?
That's where a structured change plan comes in. This framework recommends tapping into a proven model like the PROSI, pronounced PROSI, 80-CAR process. It's 80-K-A-R, pronounced AD-CAR. And it really breaks down the human side of change into these manageable steps.
PROSI, AD-CAR.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. What are these steps all about?
The 80-CAR model walks you through awareness, making sure people understand why the change is happening. Then you move to desire, helping them see the benefits and want to be part of it. Next is knowledge, equipping them with the skills and information they need. Then it's ability, ensuring they can actually put that knowledge into practice. And finally, reinforcement, making sure the change sticks and becomes the new normal.
Wow, that's a much more nuanced approach than just, announcing a change and expecting everyone to just jump on board. I can see how this framework really digs into the psychology of how people actually adapt.
Exactly. And it's not just about psychology, it's about action. This framework guides you in mapping your specific actions and communications to each of those 80-CAR stages, ensuring you're addressing the right needs at the right time.
Oh, that's pretty cool. We're addressing the human element, we've got our plan.
Yeah.
But what about those inevitable bumps on the road? How does this framework help us stay flexible and deal with the unexpected?
That's where the implement a change feedback loop phase really shines. It's not just a set it and forget it approach. You've got to constantly gather feedback, address concerns as they pop up, and adapt your approach based on that real-time input.
Mm.
You need to be able to shift gears and adjust your sails if the winds change. Yeah, it's like having a compass that's constantly recalibrating, making sure you're always heading in the right direction, even when the terrain gets a little tricky.
I love that analogy. It makes change feel less like a rigid march and more of like, an adaptable journey. Now, this framework is all well and good, but I'm a visual learner. I need to see how these pieces actually fit together.
Well, you're in luck. Paul Zeila, in his infinite wisdom, provided a table that beautifully outlines the framework. It's like a blueprint for action.
Okay, now we're talking. Let's pull out that blueprint and break it down. Where do we even begin with this table?
The table's divided into phases, just like we've been discussing, and each phase corresponds to a key stage in the change management process. We start with the prepare phase.
Prepare. Sounds like a sensible place to start. What's the first step in laying the groundwork for change?
First, we need to nail down the why behind the change. This is where we create a compelling vision statement. It's not just a dry document. It's about painting a picture of what the future looks like after the change and how it aligns with the organization's, you know, big picture goals. We also define the scope, what's changing, who's impacted, which processes or systems are involved. All of this gets documented in a change vision document.
So this vision document becomes our North Star, kind of guiding everyone through the change journey. Makes sense. And who's steering the ship in this prepare phase? Who's responsible for getting us pointed in the right direction?
Primarily, it's the executive leadership team. They set the strategic direction, ensuring the change aligns with the organization's overall goals. They also have to rally the troops, secure the resources needed to support the effort, basically make sure we have the fuel to power this journey.
The folks holding the map and the compass. Okay, once we've got our vision, our scope, and our executive team on board, what's next?
That's where we move into the plan phase. Now we're taking that big picture vision and translating it into a concrete action plan. This is where the change management team, our skilled crew, steps up to the plate. They develop a detailed change management plan, outlining the steps, the timeline, and the resources we need to make this change a reality.
So it's like going from a rough sketch to a detailed blueprint, right? We're getting specific about how we'll navigate this terrain.
You got it. And to guide this planning process, this framework leans on the Pro-C, Pro-Sci, AD-CAR, AD-CAR model. Remember, that model focuses on the human side of change, ensuring our plan addresses not just the technical aspects, but how people will learn, adapt, and embrace the new way of doing things.
Okay, so Pro-Sci AD-CAR is our trusty navigation system during this planning phase. And who are our navigators, the ones guiding us through this detailed planning process?
The change managers are our lead navigators here. They work hand in hand with team leaders, translating that strategic vision into actionable plans for each department or team. They're like the first mates, making sure each part of the ship is ready to sail.
Right, so we've got our captain setting the course, our first mates charting the detailed route, and now it's time to make sure the entire crew knows where we're headed and how we'll get there right.
Exactly. And that's where the communicate phase takes center stage. It's arguably the most crucial phase of this entire journey.
You know, from personal experience, I can't stress enough how critical communication is during times of change. It's like the glue that holds everything together when things are feeling shaky. So what does effective communication actually look like in this framework? What are the key principles?
The heart of it is a comprehensive communication plan. We're talking about crafting messages that resonate with each specific stakeholder group. We need to use the right channels, maybe town hall meetings for big announcements, email updates for regular check-ins, or even social media for a more informal approach. It's all about using the right tools for the right audience. And most importantly, maintaining consistent communication, a regular rhythm of updates and check-ins to keep everyone in the loop.
It sounds like it's not just about, you know, blasting out information.
Yeah.
But creating a two-way street where people feel heard and informed throughout the process.
That's the key. Transparency is non-negotiable. People need to understand the rationale behind the change, what the benefits will be, the potential challenges, and how it will impact them directly.
Right, because when people feel included in the process, when they feel like their voices are heard, they're much more likely to embrace the change, right?
Exactly. And remember, communication is not just about words, it's about actions too. We need to provide training and support to equip people with the skills and knowledge they need to thrive in this new environment.
That makes so much sense. Change can be daunting even when you understand the reasons behind it. Providing that training and support can help alleviate anxieties and empower people to confidently step into this new way of working. So who's leading the charge on communication, making sure everyone has the information and support they need?
While all employees play a role in communicating the change, communication managers are the conductors of this orchestra. They develop and execute the communication plan, working in sync with the change managers and team leaders to ensure a harmonious flow of information, all in tune with the overall change strategy.
Okay, so we've prepared the ground, we've developed our detailed blueprint, and we've got our communication symphony playing beautifully. What happens next? How do we actually put this change into action?
That's where the implement phase comes in. We're moving from planning to execution, rolling out the change, and providing that crucial support to help people adapt and thrive.
So this is where the rubber meets the road, where the ship actually sets sail, right?
Exactly. And a key part of this implement phase is providing the training and support I mentioned earlier. We're talking e-learning modules, workshops, on-the-job training mentorship programs, whatever it takes to equip people with the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in this new environment. And it's about creating spaces where people feel comfortable asking questions and getting the guidance they need.
Right, because change can be unsettling. Having those support systems in place can really help people navigate the transition smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
So who are our key players in this implement phase, the ones helping the crew adjust to life at sea?
While all hands are on deck during implementation, our Change Champions HR professionals and team leaders are our key support crew. They're the ones on the front lines guiding people through the process, addressing concerns, and celebrating those early wins.
Okay, we've implemented the change. Our support crew is doing an amazing job, and hopefully things are starting to settle into this new rhythm. What's next on our change management journey?
Now it's time to raise the periscope and monitor the impact of the change. This is where we circle back to those key performance indicators, our trusty KPIs that we established way back in the planning phase.
Right, those are our measuring sticks to see if we're on course and achieving the desired results. What does this monitor phase actually look like in practice? What are we looking for?
We're gathering data, looking at feedback forms, surveys, those KPI dashboards, anything that gives us a pulse on how the change is impacting the organization, both the good and the bad. Are we seeing smoother processes, happier employees, increased productivity? Or are there areas where we need to adjust course?
So we're constantly evaluating, gathering data, and making sure we're staying on track. And this is where that feedback loop we talked about earlier comes in handy, right?
Absolutely. We need to keep our ears to the ground, listen to what people are experiencing, and be willing to adapt our approach based on that real-time feedback. It's about being flexible and responsive, recognizing that even the best laid plans sometimes need a little tweaking along the way.
I can see how valuable that is. It takes the pressure off having to get everything perfect from the start. We can adjust as we go. So who's leading the way in this monitor phase? Who's keeping an eye on the radar and analyzing all that feedback?
Our change champions and HR professionals are at the helm here. They're gathering and analyzing feedback, tracking those KPIs, and identifying any areas for improvement. They work closely with the change management team, providing those critical insights that allow us to make informed adjustments to our course.
Okay, so we've prepared, we've planned, we've communicated, implemented, and we're keeping a watchful eye on our progress. What's the final stage of this change management odyssey?
The final phase, and it's a critical one, is all about sustaining the change. We've come so far, we don't want to lose momentum.
Exactly. We want to make sure these new ways of working become embedded in the culture, that they're not just a temporary blip on the radar. How do we make sure this change becomes part of the fabric of the organization?
Think of it as anchoring our ship in the new harbor. It takes a few key strategies. First, we need to reinforce the change through policies and processes, making sure those new behaviors are supported by the systems and structures of the organization. We also need to recognize and celebrate those wins, highlight the successes, share stories of how individuals and teams have adapted and thrived in this new environment. It's about building that sense of shared accomplishment, reinforcing that this change was worth the effort.
So it's not just about, you know, reaching the destination, but making sure that we can thrive in this new environment. Who are the key players in making sure that happens, the ones who help us really settle into this new world?
Everyone plays a role, but HR and the executive team are essential here. They're responsible for weaving this change into the very fabric of the organization, making it part of the "this is how we do things" mentality. They're the ones ensuring that this new harbor feels like home.
This table and the framework it lays out, it's like having a step-by-step guide for navigating change. I love how it breaks everything down into these manageable phases. It makes the whole process seem much less daunting.
I completely agree. It's a fantastic resource for anyone who's leading or managing change. A reminder that change isn't just about systems and processes, it's about people. And by focusing on communication, getting people involved, providing training and support, and fostering that culture of continuous improvement, we can make these transitions smoother, more successful, and ultimately more beneficial for everyone involved.
You know, I'm already thinking about how I can apply these principles to some of the changes we're facing in my own work. This has been incredibly helpful.
I'm so glad to hear that. And remember, if you're looking for more guidance on implementing this framework, Paul Zeila is a fantastic resource.
That's right. He's generously offered to connect with our listeners who want to explore how this framework could help them drive meaningful change within their own organizations. You can reach him directly at perlinhorizons@gmail.com or visit his LinkedIn profile at linkedin.com and Paul-Zeila.
He'd love to chat and share his insights on making those transitions smoother and more impactful.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive,
Mm-hmm.
what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember about this change management and communication framework?
I think the most important thing to remember is that change is a process. It's not an event. It's not something you just announce and expect everyone to instantly adapt to. It requires careful planning, clear and consistent communication, ongoing support, and that willingness to adapt along the way. This framework provides a roadmap for navigating that process, increasing your chances of success, minimizing disruptions, and ultimately making those changes stick.
It's a great reminder that change doesn't have to be chaotic or stressful. With the right approach, it can be a catalyst for great innovation and positive transformation within any organization.
Absolutely. And remember, this framework is a guide, not a rigid set of rules. You'll need to adapt it to fit your own organizational context, your culture, and the specific nature of the change you're implementing.
That's such a crucial point. It's about understanding the principles and then tailoring them to fit your unique needs. So as our listeners head back to their own workplaces, perhaps facing their own change initiatives, what's one question you'd encourage them to ask themselves?
I'd ask them to think about a current change initiative within their organization and consider, how could a more structured approach, like the one we've discussed today, improve the outcome of this change?
That's a fantastic question to ponder. It encourages us to reflect on our current practices and think about how we can elevate our approach to change management. I know I'll be doing the same. This has been an incredibly insightful conversation. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
It was my pleasure. I'm always excited to talk about the power of effective change management.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it valuable and that you'll take these insights with you as you navigate the ever-changing landscape of your own organizations. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep embracing the power of change.